that's right. We're right here this afternoon. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. This is WCRS. And this afternoon, we're going to be talking about emergency management. And we're here with George McKinney. He is the Greenwood County Emergency Management Coordinator. How you doing today, George?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I think that one of the things that we don't actually think about this that much until you really need it, do you?
That's true. And however, we do it every day. We do deal with it in some manner or something.
Sure. Now, you, of course, you were working on the state level, so we're pretty fortunate to have you right here in Greenwood, because you were really doing quite a bit coordinating, working under the Adjutant General's office, so that was a pretty big job.
Correct, yeah, it was a great job. I was there for a little bit over 20 months as the director. I was down there for a total of over about 3 years down there working in a different position prior to taking that. It was great. I was able to get around and visit the counties, and also I was able to get out and learn lots of what other states are doing as far as emergency management.
So you've been able to bring a lot of good good ideas and everything. And, of course, I guess still in this position, you get to coordinate a lot of things with the state.
Correct. I still work with the state a good bit, but I'm able to work a lot more with locals, and that's what I really enjoy, too. It's very fun to be able to get back down, work with the different municipalities as well as the government, non-government organizations, and the citizens as a whole.
That's great. Now, you were in active duty, and you were also overseas a couple of times here. One of the things I want to say is thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and I know a lot of people do. It certainly is something that gives you a whole nother perspective when we talk about emergency planning, doesn't it?
Definitely. It isn't a big difference in that. Yeah.
So, gosh, it's good to be, I'm sure, though, back at home and doing things like this here.
Definitely. I really have enjoyed my time back here. A little less stress, but not that much.
Not that much. Okay. All right. Now, you also, you live here in Green, or you live in Hodges? Or
correct,
Green,
yes.
And
mm-hmm.
You've got the farm out there?
Correct. We've got a farm up off of Flatwoods and Dixie Drive right there at the corner. We've been there. It's been in the family since 1948.
Wow. Yep. WCRS started in 1941.
Oh, wow.
Wow,
yeah,
there you go.
About the same time.
Exactly. All right. Well, we want to talk a little bit about some of the things that are changing with the emergency management here. You know, we've had these sirens forever, since World War II, haven't we?
Not quite that long. Mid-70s.
Mid-70s? Oh, okay. Well, what did I read about World War II then?
They were used in some cases during that time frame. Some of the types of, not necessarily the sirens we have.
Okay, they're not quite that old then.
Correct.
But one of the cases that we've had over the last couple of years, and I know even County Council got into it, is whether to keep the sirens or not. And it really has come down to a money issue when you look at it. It is a shame that these sirens are part of our lives and have notified us of stuff, although you never knew what you were really being notified for.
That's right. That's correct. What we tried to do was keep it at the tornado warning level. However, educating the public and keeping that message out there is sometimes a challenge in and of itself. But yes, we are getting rid of the sirens. They have been very useful, been a very good resource for us for going on about 40 years now, 35 to 40 years. So they've been worked well. The sirens were used by Duke Power prior to them giving them to us, most of them. There's three in the county that are somewhat newer, but the other 17 are, like I say, about 35 years old. So they have some issues with maintenance, also trying to keep them up. They no longer make parts for those, so we have to either try to fabricate those or try to go out and find them somewhere else, maybe online or something. And sometimes that's very hard to do and keep them all running. In fact, we had to pull one down due to the fact we couldn't keep it up, and another one that was very similar to it had a part that we could pull off of that. So kind of cannibalized that system to be able to keep the other one up and running for a short period of time.
And I think one of the other issues that I wasn't aware of was, how do you keep them on when the power is off?
You can't.
Okay.
The,
I didn't realize that.
There are three of them that you can. Three of them you can keep on. They run off a battery. However, they will only sound twice, and then they have to have power, their batteries recharged. The rest of them, if the power is out, they will not actuate, because it takes quite a bit of amperage to get it going. Actually, about 75 amps to get them started, because they're a fairly robust system. And so right now, there is nothing out there that would keep them going. And that's a very good point, because that's what happened in Alabama back a few years ago when they had their storms. They had lots of storms come through, and they were first initially put severe thunderstorms. Well, it knocked out a lot of the power. And then they didn't have any of the systems on the backside to be able to deal with that. So that is a good point.
You know, I think that, and I think a lot of people have thought that it's going to be costing more money to do this, but in reality, it's going to cost less. I mean, technology, as a rule, usually does cost less over time, but this is an amazing figures that you're talking about.
Correct. With this, it costs us $18,000 a year for a reoccurring contract that we can cover 100% of the county. Everybody that wants to sign up has the opportunity. With a siren, it costs us about $25,000 just to buy one and have it installed. And that only covers about 3 square miles of a 451-square-mile county. So with this, for $18,000, I can cover 451 square miles versus just 3 square miles for 25.
So, and how many sirens do we actually have now?
Right now we have 20. Mm-hmm. They're spaced around. If you look at it from a purely terrain standpoint of how many, we're only covering roughly about 15% of the county. With those 20 sirens right now, because there's some overlap. It was put in based on where fire stations were built initially, and then where some of the population was as well. However, it has kind of skewed a little bit with the population and as we've grown. And if you think about it, I don't know the actual number of population in 1975 and stuff, but I know it wasn't anywhere close to the 70,000 that we have today.
Sure. And the 70,000, that's within the... That's for the whole county?
Correct. It's 69,000 plus.
So. Okay. All right. Well, we are here with George McKinney. We are going to be talking about how you can sign up. It's not going to cost you a thing. They're going to be really promoting it over the next 2 months, so we wanted to give George an opportunity to come in and talk to us about it. Interesting enough, it's called Code Red. So why don't you stay tuned with us right now? We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. Sharp Facets Gallery. How you doing this afternoon? Yes, I am Ann Eller, and yes, I am here with George McKinney. He is the Greenwood County Emergency Management Coordinator. You know, George, I was just asking you, since you worked for the state, and one of the things they always talk about is in case they needed to evacuate the coast. I know they have a plan, but like you were just saying, the weather would be probably like it is today.
Correct. It would be a very beautiful day out because we try to get everybody out before tropical storm force winds hit the coast. And so it would take quite a bit of time to do that. We start about 96 hours out from what we see the hurricane force winds or tropical storm force winds coming on shore. We start doing mainly medical evacuations, and we offer up individuals to start doing the evacuation about 96 hours out from that.
You know, the human person looks at it and says, God, it's beautiful out there. They're probably just overreacting.
Yeah, and some of them will say that, but that's the reason we start 96 hours out, because as you get closer to it, people will see it. We hope that education along the coast, and there are different things that are going on, especially through those counties that are along the coast, educating the populace there. But you're going to have those that will not. I mean, sure. Here's the thing. Luckily so, we've not had a real major hurricane hit since 1989, and that's a good thing. But
yes.
It also can be considered somewhat bad, too, because memories are short as they are, and some people would not even remember what happened with Hugo. So, and it would probably be about 1.6, 1.8 million people we would be asking to evacuate from the coast.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people moving out, you know. But and I can remember when Hugo happened, we had a lot of people coming from the coast that ended up here. Of course, they had family, they had friends, and they came up into this area.
Well, part of that plan, part of the plan is that we will have the availability for some shelters and stuff for those individuals as well. That's part of the way we've worked the plan out. They've worked the plan out at the state level is to have sheltering available back up in the upstate as well. So.
You know, that brings me to another question. We don't, you know, when you see other areas, they have these big shelters. Mm-hmm. Do we have shelters in this area?
We do. We use the schools across the board. All of the districts have shelters, especially in their high schools. Some of them use their one middle school also out there. So we have about the capability of about 4,000 people to shelter here in Greenwood County right now. And we probably could increase that a little bit as well. But we use some churches as well in the county. And there are 16 shelters within Greenwood County.
See, that's something that you don't even really think about, do you? Because we never, knock on wood, that we never really get hit by these type of things.
Right. That's right. And we open them up for different reasons, like we were talking earlier about the gas leak. We could have opened one up. In fact, I talked to the Red Cross just to have them stand by in case we needed to open something up if that lasted longer into the evening and stuff.
Now, speaking of the Red Cross, what part does the Red Cross play in all of this here in Greenwood County?
Well, they have multiple roles. The first and foremost is they help us prepare. And what I mean by that, they go through the process of training people on what they need to do in case of emergencies across the board. But they also share on a day-to-day basis and work on a day-to-day basis of providing shelter or comfort for people that may have other needs, such as a fire to their house. They will come out and they will make sure the individual, if they need clothes or if they need a place to stay or something of that nature, they do that. But at the larger level, they are our sheltering agency. They, as far as that goes, the Department of Social Services helps as well on that. So they would come together as a group and pull those shelters together and help shelter those individuals. But there's a lot more to it than just bringing people in. Now you've got to feed them. You've got to make sure they're comfortable to some degree. A shelter is not meant to be the Holiday Inn or Holiday Inn Express, but it is meant to be somewhat of a capability of keeping people comfortable to some degree.
Well, you know, you think about that. You've got to have either some type of cot or something is what they always show in the pictures anyways.
And everybody gets about 21 square feet is what the average is of what they look at whenever they're doing sheltering. And so if you think about that, that's 3 feet by 7 feet. You know, so it's
that's
not
the
a
size
huge
of
area.
A cot. Yeah.
That's about it. That's about it. So that's what they have and you can bring in. So that's each individual. It's not. And so you could have a family of five and you get a little bit bigger area and you can kind of work something out maybe.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. Well, you know, we are very fortunate here in Greenwood, aren't we?
Definitely. We are very fortunate in what we have that goes on here.
And I think one of the things that I personally think that it can be attributed to is that y'all are always doing at least once or twice a year. You have a big exercise, whether last year, didn't you have one at the high school?
Correct. Yes, we did.
And it involves law enforcement and
fire, EMS, across the board. We had one there and we had one over at Springfield, too, that was working with, in this case, an active shooter.
Well, that's something to be considered these days,
definitely.
Isn't it?
Unfortunately. Yeah. Yes, it is.
So I think you told me you got an event coming up where you're going to be doing this again this year.
Correct. We're going to do a shelter exercise on the 10th of March. And we're not quite certain which shelter is going to participate yet, but it's going to be a church. And what we're doing it is a joint effort with Abbeville and Anderson County as well. And we're bringing in a couple other counties, too. And what we're looking at is it'll be a post-event kind of sheltering where we're kind of winding down, but we need to have still some shelter capability, and we're going to consolidate from Abbeville, maybe Anderson, and even maybe McCormick as well. And that helps the resources from DSS as well as Red Cross and us too, be able to consolidate there. But we're also, what we're going to do is a little bit our event operations center, emergency operations center that we have here in Greenwood, we're going to consider that as a regional one to bring in the other emergency managers from the other counties to support us as well to work through that process. So we're not all trying to open up an emergency operations center across the three or four counties as well. So we're trying to look at it from a regional standpoint and how we can better work together and do things.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, that's another thing you don't think about. You really do need counties to work together because it is a little ridiculous to have everybody doing the same thing within their own county.
Correct. It is, to some level, you train as best you can and with the resources you have, and certain counties have more than others. I'll tell you, we have a very good hazmat team here, and we support across the board. In fact, with the Abbeville event that occurred a few years ago, we supported that. But on the vice versa of that, Abbeville has a dive team that they work and support us over here as well. So when you look at it, we share those resources, and it doesn't cost the taxpayers as much to try to keep up both sides of it. And we have people that are in our fire departments that are members of the Abbeville dive team as well. So it kind of crosses that boundary.
Sure.
I mean, you know, what is a county line other than a line on the ground that you can't see?
So. Exactly, exactly. Well, listen, we're going to be talking some more about Code Red. Now, this will be a new, installed reverse 911 system.
Correct. It allows us to do mass notification, and it does work on that principle of being able to call back to the public and provide them with information. It's a great system. It allows us to call for emergency situations, general information, or you can sign up and have weather information sent to you as well.
But it doesn't cost the person anything.
There's no additional charge to it. In fact, there's an app for it as well. You can sign up for it if you want. It is nationwide, Code Red is. If you sign up for the app, you can look at other events across the nation. And if you would like to sign up, they do a weather app that is nationwide, mm-hmm. and it will cost you $4.99. But if you don't want that, you don't have to pay that. You can just sign up for the app, and it will tell you a little later on where you're out from your weather, and you just say okay, and it'll go straight back to the other app, and you can look at the different things that are going on as well.
So this has the possibilities of being notified like the Weather Channel. You can pick the area that you want to know the weather for, like, for example, right. for Greenwood. So you're right. telling me that Code Red, you could actually...
Well, if you were in that area, you could get the weather notification. You'd have to be there physically. You couldn't... So in other words, let's say you're traveling to Georgia and you need the weather there. It would let you know there. So.
But it won't tell you the emergencies that are going on. It won't notify you
it
of other areas.
You of those emergencies.
Well,
however,
darn, I thought we could be getting a little bit.
Well, you can. You can also. It won't give you a ding or anything on your phone, but you can actually pull it up, and I can look across the U.S. and see any notices that are put out by Code Red with that. So you can.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Okay. You know, that could be rather interesting from an interest level, what's happening in Colorado or Texas or wherever.
And wherever they have one, it'll pop up, and you'll be able to see and read. You can actually hear the actual recording that's sent out by phone.
Okay. So if you're a real emergency junkie, you can really get into
it.
This, right?
That's
so you need to sign up for Code Red. Now, when I come back, I'm going to tell you how you sign up for Code Red. So you got to stay tuned. If you've got a question for George, if you have some issue or problem you want to put out there, why don't you give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. This is, and this will also work to landline phones as well.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so nobody is left out as long as you have a phone of some type.
Correct. If you have email and that's all you want, you can get to it.
All right. If you've got an old flip phone, it'll still work, folks.
That's right. That's right.
And they'll do text alerts, too.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So all of these things are possible, and it really is an easy way to do. It is going to be, I think, a lot more efficient. Number one, when you heard the siren, like I said, you didn't really know what was happening. You still had to go get on and find out the weather or check something else, right? I
Correct.
Mean,
mm-hmm.
you just didn't mm-hmm. know. This will have more information on it. Instead of just a beep, beep, beep. Hey, we'll be back in just a moment. I certainly hope you're going to stay with us right here on WCRS. Give us a call if you have a question. 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. I'm Ann Eller right here, live from Sharp Facets Gallery here with George McKinney. He is the Emergency Management Coordinator for Greenwood County. And there really is so much that goes into us. It's good to have you here to be able to talk about this because it's not something you think about until you need it.
Correct. That's it. So hopefully we're getting people's attention to think about it now and do it a little bit before, kind of like an insurance policy.
Oh, now you had to bring that up. But George, how do you sign up for this system? If somebody is sitting at home and they're going, well, how do I sign up for this? How do you go about signing up?
Well, there's three ways that you can do it. First and foremost, if you have internet access, you can go to the Greenwood homepage, which is www.greenwoodsc.gov. And on the front page there, on the home page, right up there that says Important Notice, there's a link right in there for Code Red. Click on that, and you can go on and create your own information on there. And then also, you can set up an account with them so that later on you can go back and change or update whatever you may need to do. The other way is that you can call 942-8553, which is the number into my office area. Leave your name and number, and we will get back with you and get you signed up through that. We'll have to ask you a few questions because this is based on an address, so we'll need to get back with you to kind of make sure we got all the address information right and stuff. Or you can call 211, and they will help you sign up also through that process.
Yeah, 211 is a really interesting service that we have right here. Pretty awesome. That comes
right
through the
United Way,
and right, it can help you with so many different things and in all different languages, which I think is phenomenal.
Correct. That's definitely a great organization and a great asset that we have here, too, with that.
So any number of ways to call, you can call George's office, 942-8553. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You can also go online, go to Greenwood County SC.
GreenwoodSC.gov.
GreenwoodSC.gov. Okay. And right up in the upper part of the...
Right on the home page, right in the center, you'll see an important notice, and it'll have the code red and a white background with red letters.
Red letters, code red. Okay. All right. Well, it's Heart Month here. They're talking about women's heart attacks and everything. So it's kind of interesting that all of this code red is coming together here. Yeah. But that's the national name for this whole organization.
It is national. It is owned by a company called... Emergency Communications Network, but this is the system that they have. It's called Code Red, and it is nationwide.
Okay. So if you were to leave this area mm-hmm. and move to another area?
Potentially, if that area has that contract
system
with them, you could sign back up and just change it. If you had already set up in the internet an account with them, you can just change your address and everything, all the information on it as well. Or you can call your local emergency management agency, and they will help you get signed up.
Okay, so this helps you with in case of what type of emergencies now, George?
Multiple different emergencies. The first and foremost that comes to mind, if we need to ask you to evacuate due to whatever may be in the area, we can send a message that way. Other things we can call if there's a burglar in your area, we have the potential to say, hey, please make sure your doors are locked, stay inside, things of that nature. You can go down. Also, you can call about missing persons. That's a big asset that we have to put people and know about what they look like, what they were last wearing. It could be similar to what you would say a Amber Alert, but more of a local level mm-hmm. side of the house. We can also call you for gas leaks, let you know they're there. We can call you for general information also if we need to. So if somebody's working on your say a water pipe bust on Calhoun out here, we could call and say, hey, please divert around that area because traffic's going to be very slow. Or if you're living in a neighborhood, we can do the same thing. One of the ways we did use it this past year was we were doing an exercise over at Springfield, and it was right after we first purchased it, and we called over there and told everybody in the area, hey, don't be alarmed, we're going to be over at Springfield doing an exercise. There'll be lots of law enforcement, fire, and EMS vehicles in the area, so just be aware of it. And it helps us too, because that cuts down on the number of calls that call into the 911, trying to let people know, trying to, some cases, find out what's going on.
Yeah, but now I got to ask you here, so what about the people that say you're getting in your business and, you know, it's personal, you're calling in on my personal phone. What about that now, George?
Well, what we look at on there is you can opt out of this. If you do not wish to have this, you can also call those numbers and let me know, and we can put you on a do not call list, and we can opt you out of the system as well.
Well, now, would people just, because I know when there was the gas leak or whatever down in the Mill Village there, they could, CPW called us. How did that happen?
CPW has, if you have a bill with CPW.
I have several, yes.
If you have, electricity or gas or anything with them, they can call you because they have a system that they can call back on as well.
So and that wasn't the same thing?
No, ma'am. And what that is they have that capability internal to their system. So in other words, if you don't have gas, water, or gas or electricity with them, then they are not able to contact you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. But and you can decide what parts of this was earlier in the discussion you were talking about. You can have weather alerts. You can, what
Correct.
Was that you were talking about?
There's three areas that you can sign up. Well, three areas that we have. One is emergency notification, and we encourage everybody to make sure you call in. But once you call in, we will, if you give me your number, we're going to make sure you're there. As we talked about earlier, if you have a landline, we've used 911 data to make sure that that is available to call you. But if you don't have a landline, we need to get your cell phone. So we encourage you to sign up for that. The other area is, like I talked about, general notifications. And we can provide that to you if you so desire. If you don't, you can opt out of that as well. Or you can sign up for the weather side also. And you can sign up for all three, one or however you would like to do it. Or none at all, actually.
Okay, all right, or none at all. So this is an optional, it is optional, but it is in your best interest to do this, if particularly in case of an emergency. You're going to know what's going on, and you're going to know it quickly, because who doesn't keep their cell phone right there with them?
Correct. And it is very important for us to be able to get information out to the public as quickly as possible. And this just helps us out a lot more.
So this is what's going to be happening, and you need to be able to call. You can call George's office, 942-8553. That's 942-8553. You can also go to greenwoodsc.gov. Look for the sign right there in the center near the top. Click on it. It'll take you in, and you can actually do it online. There's a lot of easy ways to do this, but the most important thing is that you do this.
Yeah, that's for certain. And don't let me forget, I almost forgot Facebook. We have a link out on our Facebook page, too. So if you...
Well, that's through Greenwood County, too, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
So you can be, if you're a Facebook junkie, hey, go right there and do it that way. Hey, I'm Ann Eller here with George McKinney. Got a question? Don't understand? Want to ask another question? Give us a call. 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us, 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. Coming up 4:48 in the afternoon. Sure hope y'all are having a good day. This day has been great out there. It's been a little chillier than I actually thought it was going to be, because the wind has just been blowing something fierce. Now, you know, you and I were just talking about how some of the sirens went off back on November 1st when we had the snowstorm here.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And those were not set off by us. They went off... We're still trying to figure out exactly what caused them to go off. We do know it was some type of rogue or some type of, not a rogue individual, but a wave, a radio wave that had to have done it, but we've not been able to determine where it came from. So that's one of our concerns. And actually, they went off again. I think it was about 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, a couple of them went off in another location as well. So we've got some issues with the radios and those systems, too. So.
Now, one of the questions that's come in, George, is that are you going to have the sirens and the system, or when will the sirens actually be shut down?
That's correct. We are not going to have the sirens at the same time. We have had them up until this point in time, but on the 31st, or the 1st, they will be shut off. 1st of February this year, and we'll no longer
Super Bowl
operate.
Sunday, you're going to shut down the sirens. Somehow that just...
Well, you know, Murphy is around, and they will, you know, they all have. So we encourage people to sign up now as soon as possible. Also, we're preparing as we're going forward to the real severe weather season, which is coming up in March, April, and May. That's when we have the majority of our severe weather in the region here.
Roughly how many people are on the system right now?
Right now we have roughly 1,900 people that have signed up, and that's signed up for the weather alerts, and when we say that, we've had lots of other individuals sign up. We've had up to 2,500 people sign up their cell phones, but then we've also had, right now through our 911 system and everything, we have about 32,000 phone numbers, and that's including all of those that have signed up as well as the 911 system.
Okay. So people really need to take the time to do this.
Correct.
Because one of the worst things is to be caught flat-footed and not know something is happening, or that you could put yourself or your family in danger because you don't know that something is coming or something is happening. It is a great way to make sure that you know. Now, you don't necessarily have to get a telephone call. You can also get a text, correct?
Correct. You can get an email if you so desire.
Sure.
So you can get a text or an email, and if you're on Facebook, it will come out to Facebook as well. So we're working those systems as much as we can to get as much information out to the public as we can in any means we have capable.
Well, you are just trying to be too modern here. You know, it is tough, though, sometimes for particularly, I would say, a little bit our older population.
Correct.
That is a little bit concerned about change and everything. Mm-hmm. So if they have questions, they can call your office and you can walk them right through. You can sign them up. They don't have to go online to sign up, do
Correct.
They?
They do not have to go online to sign up. If you have questions and you want to call that same number, and we will get back in touch with you. And that's what we do. As it comes in, if they haven't said we have questions, the first question I ask is, do you have questions before you sign up? Because I want to be as upfront and available to the public as possible for whatever they may have questions about.
Sure. So that number for emergency management, 942-8553. That's 942-8553. And like he said, there also is the Facebook page that is through Greenwood County, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So however you do it, please go ahead and do it. It's good for yourself, it's good for your family, and it will protect you in case something goes wrong.
Correct.
You're not going to be putting out any of these messages, are you? All right, all of Greenwood, head to the lake and jump in the lake, are you?
Well, we'll keep those to a minimum, so we won't put any of those out.
Yeah. Well, you know, for those that are science fiction lovers, you know, I think people worry about that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, and I know. Lots of people feel that they would get these unsolicited phone calls and stuff. One of the things that's very important that I haven't mentioned this whole time is any information that you put out there is kept totally private. It is not sold to any other third party or anything. The company has got an agreement with us that they would not sell any of those numbers or provide that to anyone. So every time we sign up an individual, that is part of that process to make sure that that is on there as well.
Okay. And how about this company? How long have they been doing this?
They have been doing this right now for 7 years, this portion of it, doing it from a reverse 911 standpoint. Mm-hmm. They have been in the emergency communication side of the house for many more years, I think about 18 or 19 years. Prior to that, I'd have to look that up for certain, so please don't quote me on that out there.
Right. But are there other companies? Is this a process that you decided that this company was the best?
Correct. We went through a process. We went and gained information from three other companies. This was the least expensive. Plus, at the time, the state is using this, the State Emergency Management Division, as well as we have Abbeville County, McCormick County, Pickens, Greenville, Spartanburg, numerous. There's 23 other entities in the state that are using it. So I went and spoke to them about what they're what they liked about it and what they didn't, and we came up, and it was a great system. We've been happy with it all the time that we've been using it so far.
Okay, so this is what you want to do. You want to call 942-8553. That's 942-8553 to call and talk to them. You can also go to greenwoodsc.gov and look right there in the upper center of the page. It says Code Red, and this will protect you and your family. And when you sign up one, can you sign up others at the same time?
Correct. You can sign up as many individuals as you want. The only thing is, you need, if it's a different address, you can sign them up. In fact, I signed up my mother and my mother-in-law myself, so you can do any of that. You can sign up if you've got friends, neighbors that don't have access and they want to come over and sign up, you can sign them up as well.
Okay, so it's very easy to do. During the next 60 days, I understand you're going to be trying to really get everybody on board with this.
Correct. That's a big push. Once again, that's leading up to first part of March or late March is when we really get into those times for the severe weather. But it's going to be open at any time, because once again, we're going to have people moving in, moving out. So we'll it's open at any time that you want to sign up. But we encourage, now we're doing a big push for that.
Okay, because the sirens, we will not get that notification here at the radio station that the siren test will be coming in on Monday or Tuesday at 9 a.m. Is that what you're telling me?
Correct. That's right. We will not be doing those anymore.
We will have a moment of silence as we mourn as we mourn the lack of the sirens here anymore.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. Well, now what will happen with the sirens?
Well, one of the things we're looking at is we're going to take them down. We're working on how we're going to do that this next year, budgeting for it. I have some other counties that are using them. We may use, they were looking for spare parts. As I told you earlier, they are a fairly old system, and so parts are very there. And we may
Make some money on them. Is that what you're
We could possibly make some money back from it too. Anything that is not, we're not going to send over. You know, we're going to have some other stuff from scrap metal that we will push out and pull some money back in from that as well, as we go forward. So.
Okay, so this is what's going to be happening on that. I didn't realize you were telling me that they weighed about 300 pounds.
Correct. Just the motor and the box that are out to drive these
wow.
things weigh about 300 pounds. And so it takes a fair amount to pull them down and get them down. So it's about two cranes. We'll be working with different companies to try to get them in here to help us do that. So,
anything else out there as far as being concerned from a countywide in what you're working with, George?
Right now, I would say the biggest thing to be aware of is, and we have a lots of it because we have trains that come through the county, is our hazmat side. I would say that one there kind of concerns me a little bit, just by the fact that we have about 24 trains that come through the county on any given day. So we have the potential, just what happened in Graniteville or wherever, of a derailment or whatever that may cause some stuff. So just
be aware.
We've
had stuff over in Abbeville.
Yeah, they had the same thing over in Abbeville. So just be aware of your surroundings and know that. Our biggest threats really are tornadoes or severe weather, whether it be winter weather also, and we're geared up for that right now, and then hazmat and or fires, and those are the biggest ones that we have in the county.
You know, do you do speaking engagements at groups and everything?
Correct.
If somebody wanted to have you come out and talk
Correct.
To a group?
Correct. They can call at that same number and ask me to come out and do. I'll speak. I've spoken at churches. I've spoken at the assisted livings. I've spoken at, Agency on Aging.
Sure.
Different places. So please call me. I'm more than happy to come out and speak to y'all.
That's right. So it's George McKinney, 942-8553. That's 942-8553. You know, another interesting part, since we have a minute, this is Code Red, though. Give him a call, 942-8553, or just go on to greenwoodsc.gov and sign up there today. It could save your life or someone that you love by being aware and knowing what's happening. We all like to think, oh, it'll never happen. But we've seen it happen enough times. And so this is something really, really important to do. So Code Red. When somebody says, have you signed up for Code Red? You want to be able to say, yes, I have. All right. But I wanted to talk a little bit about, since we have a couple minutes here, The ham radio, they are becoming very, very important. They've always been important, but even more important now because they're going digital, I understand.
Correct. We have with us in the area here in ARES, which is the Amateur Radio Emergency Services Group, and they have worked with the hospital and us to put together a system called D-STARS that allows us to go digital and be able to send emails over the ham radio system. And it's not something we've started here. I've gained this knowledge really from Alabama. The whole state is set up.
Well, they have so many tornadoes and all this kind of stuff. Yeah.
And so part of that was driven there. But we also at the state level have a D-STAR system. So we're linked in across not just South Carolina, but we can talk to and get out to different locations too. Georgia has a few, and it's a growing system here. So what we're trying to do is utilize that system also as part of our communications capabilities within the county and with our state also.
Absolutely. Well, this has been fascinating stuff, and of course, it is in your best interest to do it. Call 942-8553. That's 942-8553. That is the Greenwood Emergency Management's office, and you can call and sign up there. If you don't do that, go on to greenwoodsc.gov, sign up right there. You can do it online that way. Whatever's easiest, they want to talk to you, they want to get you signed up, and I want you to be safe out there. So, hey, George, thanks so much for coming out today.
Well, thanks for having me, and I really appreciate it.
Sure, it was great. This is, you know, your favorite radio station right here in Greenwood, WCRS. So y'all have a good evening. I'll be back in the morning. Bye-bye, everybody.